This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The judge in the Michael Jackson child molestation trial has ended the first stage of jury selection a day early. A surprisingly large number of prospective jurors, about 250 of them, are willing to serve the estimated 6 months the trial may last. Jackson's fans don't seem to have such stamina. Crowds in front of the courthouse in Santa Maria, California, are already smaller. But as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, true devotees, especially those from far away, are not budging.
Chantel, a 26-year-old customer support rep from Switzerland, is staying put, at least for another 2 weeks.
I'm following this case very carefully. I believe in his innocence, and I felt lost watching this on TV each time I saw that. When I saw how he got arrested, when I saw him last year attending the first time at the trial, at the court, and I had to come.
We love you! We love you! We love you! We love you!
Separated from the gloved one by a chain link fence, the crowd works itself into a frenzy whenever the king of pop steps in and out of his black SUV. The pitch gets so high you forget you're not at a concert watching a rock star head backstage. Instead, you're standing on the grass in front of a small-town courthouse as a defendant heads in to face child molestation charges and a possible 20-year prison sentence. During the lulls, the fans use the time to bond.
I love Michael Jackson. I love what Michael stands for. I love his music. I love his love for other people. So I wanted to be here today to let everyone know that I'm not ashamed to represent Michael.
Navi isn't a Jackson attorney. He's a Jackson impersonator who made the trip from London. He has Jackson down pat with the dark shades, the armband, long black hair, the skin tone too. He wears a thick coat of pale makeup, even covering his hands. Being here, Navi says, is priceless.
It doesn't matter how much a trip costs me. I will tell you that I'll spend 10 times the amount if I had to come here and basically show my support and appreciation of what the man has done.
Navi frequently reapplies his makeup. So do the TV reporters.
Ready? 3, 2, and 1.
The circus has officially begun. Jury selection is now underway in the Michael Jackson case here in California. The question now, can they find a fair jury for the King of Pop?
Both sides have hired enough jury consultants to try and do just that. One of their toughest assignments will be to weed out any Jackson fans from trying to get a place on the jury. Janet Monbrake, a 27-year-old nurse from Sweden, says she wishes she could get on the jury. She claims to have details no one else knows.
I know Michael's location while the molestation began, and it was not Neverland.
She wouldn't divulge where Jackson was, but insists he has an alibi and plans to stay in Santa Maria as long as her money holds out.
He needs us, and we need him, because he gives us hope, and so he shows us strength and how to rise above pain. And this is our way to thank him for all the years.
Michael's innocent! Michael's innocent! Michael's innocent!
Jury selection could take up to a month, the trial another 5. Fans say that's nothing. They're with Jackson for the long haul. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.